following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Penguin Mysteries. I'm your host, DJ Traumatized, and each week we'll uncover the secrets, mysteries, and dark tales lurking beneath that California surface. Get ready to explore the unexpected that will leave you on the edge of your seat. Stay tuned because the truth is stranger than fiction. Guys, and today, welcome to episode 2, and today we'll be talking about the Mendez brothers. And this case has become a new trending topic with all of what Netflix is doing surrounding this case. And the interest has piqued more into this case, and I really want to give you guys all the facts around it and really go into detail. So if you don't know who the Mendez brothers are, they were a case in one of the most sensational and shocking true crime stories in Los Angeles history. It was a very sad and dark time for Los Angeles. It involves the brutal 1989 murders of Joel, Jose, and Mary Louise Mendez, a wealthy couple living in affluent suburbs of Beverly Hills, and the shocking revelation that their two sons, Lyle and Eric Mendez, were responsible for their parents' deaths. Now, the case has become notorious not just for the gruesome nature of the killings, but for the complex and tragic story behind the brothers' actions. It captivated the public's imagination and raised difficult questions about child abuse, family dynamics, and the ideas of justice. The Mendez brothers' trial has been since widely discussed, analyzed, dramatized, making it one of the most high-profile and controversial criminal cases in the 20th century. And I really want to do this episode to bring awareness to topics like this. And so every case I do is for a reason, and I do want to bring awareness to many things as much as I can. So let's get into it. So I do want to talk about their parents and the Menendez families for sure, just a moment, and give you some background about them. Jose and Mary Louise Mendez. Jose was a successful businessman, very wealthy entrepreneur. Originally from Costa Rica, he had made a fortune in the import and export industry, and the Menendez family enjoyed a lavish lifestyle in sprawling mansions in Beverly Hills, California. Jose was known to be a domineering, controlling figure in the family. Now let's talk a little bit about Mary Louise Mendez, also known as Kitty, was Jose's wife and a former beauty queen. Kitty had a background in acting and was very much involved in the social scene of Los Angeles. The Mendez family appeared to have it all, wealth, status, and luxury. Despite the outward appearance of the success, the Menendez family was plunged by dark secrets that would eventually come to light. Behind the closed doors, Menendez children were suffering from several physical and sexual abuse at the hands of their very own father. I'm going to talk a little bit about Lyle and Eric Menendez, the brothers. Lyle was born on May 10, 1968, and his younger brother, Eric Menendez, was born on October 27, 1970. Both boys were raised in a wealthy and privileged environment, attending private schools and living in a very beautiful home. However, their childhood was marred by horrific abuse, which began when they were very young. Lyle, the older brother, was a high achiever who excelled in academically and athletically. He was also known to be highly ambitious and determined to live up to his father's expectations. He had a strong personality and was often viewed as the more assertive of the two brothers. Eric, the younger brother, had more introverted and sensitive personality. He struggled with the emotional weight of his family situation and developed psychological issues as a result of the abuse. Both brothers grew up under intense pressure by their father's control and manipulation. Now I'm going to just go ahead and get right into what this is all about, the murders that happened on August 20th, 1989. On the evening of August 20th, 1989, the Menendez brothers carried out the murders of their parents in an act of revenge that will later be described as a desperate attempt to end years of unimaginable abuse and the details of the night killings. The crime scene was horrific. The Menendez brothers shot their parents in the living room of their Beverly Hills mansion. The murders were incredibly brutal. Jose Menendez was shot 6 times, and Kitty was shot 9 times. The brothers used shotguns to kill them, and killing was executed with a cold precision, which suggested a degree of planning. Both parents were shot in the back of the head, making it seem like they were caught off guard and did not have a chance to defend themselves. The brothers immediately staged the crime scene to make it appear as though they had been victims of a robbery gone wrong. They broke furniture, tore the house up, tried to make it seem like intruders had killed their parents. The brothers also fled the scene immediately. And now, the initial reaction, the cover-up. After the murders, the brothers went to great lengths to cover up their involvement. They went to a movie theater to watch a film, later had dinner at a fast food restaurant. Their behavior was immediately suspicious, and their initial lack of remorse raised red flags across the board. However, they also displayed signs of guilt and fear, which suggested they were deeply conflicted about what they had just done. To a little detail about the investigation. It was a very complex story as it unfolded at first. The Menendez brothers were not considered suspects in the case at all. Initially, the investigation went into a more, the murder seemed to point in various directions, including a possible robbery gone wrong or a vengeful ex-business associate. The Menendez family was extremely wealthy, and the idea of a violent, unsolved murder in their home attracted a lot of attention. But there was a key breakthrough, the brother's confession. It wasn't until the 8 months later that the truth started to emerge. The turning point came when the both brothers confessed to the murders, but not in the way anyone could have thought or expected. The brothers revealed that the motive during separate conversations with their psychotherapist in the 1990s during their therapy sessions, they began to tell their respective counselor the full story of the abuse they suffered at the hands of their father, Jose Menendez. Sexual abuse, both brothers described years of sexual abuse and psychological manipulation by their father, which escalated over time. Jose Menendez allegedly forced both boys to participate in sexual acts, threatened to unalive them if they had ever told anyone. He kept them under tight control and very strict type environment. Eric and I was trapped in a cycle of years of fear and torment. In addition to that, they also suffered a lot of physical abuse. Both Lyle and Eric were subject to frequent beatings by their father. Jose had a violent temper, and he would frequently lash out at the boys, physically harming them for minor infractions or simply out of rage. The brothers also described their mother as being emotionally distant and complicit in the abuse, although she may not have been directly involved in the violence. The trauma from the years of abuse had a profound effect on both of them, as it would most people. Lau was particularly aggressive and resentful of his father, while Eric became deeply depressed and suffered from emotional breakdowns. The brothers believed they were trapped and nowhere to turn for help. The story of the years of abuse they had endured was later corroborated by psychological evaluations. Though some aspects of their testimony will later be questioned in court, they went from victims to suspects. After the brothers confessed to their therapist, the information was legally required to be reported, and the police soon became involved. The brothers arrested in March 1990. And charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Their confessions made it clear that they were responsible for the two deaths of the parents, but the question of motive remained complicated. Trials, the legal battles, and the public relation. The Menendez brothers became a media sensation largely because of the nature of the crime and the sympathetic but highly controversial motives that the brothers presented. The case raised complex legal and moral questions about self-defense, child abuse, and justifiable homicide. The first trial, which happened in 1993, the brothers' defense team argued that the murder were results of years of psychological and physical abuse at the hands of their father. They claimed that the brothers had been driven to a breaking point and acted in self-defense after their father threatened to kill them. The defense presented evidence of abuse, including testimony from psychologists and social workers who explained the effects of battered children syndrome. But the prosecution, on the other hand, disagreed, contending that the murders were premeditated, pointing out that the brothers had carefully planned the killings and staged the crime scene to make it appear like a robbery. prosecution argued, Arter, that there was no immediate threat to the brothers' lives at the time of the murders and that the killings were motivated by greed. The brothers stood to inherit a significant amount of money from the parents' estate. The trial lasted several months, and the jury ultimately convicted both brothers of second-degree murder in 1994. They were each sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole. Now, there was another trial that took place after a mistrial in the first case. The jury had been properly instructed about the legal definition of self-defense. However, in the retrial, the same outcome was reached, and both brothers were found guilty of second-degree murder. Both Lyle and Eric Menendez remain in prison, where they have spent most of their adult lives. The case remains controversial. Many still debate whether the brothers were justified in taking their parents' lives, considering the abuse they suffered, while others argue that their actions were excessive and unjustifiable. Menendez brothers' case has left an inevitable mark on the true crime landscape. The case highlighted the deep and devastating effects of child abuse, while also sparking discussions about the limits of self-defense and the justice system's role in dealing with complex family dynamics, books, documentaries, and even TV shows. As of now, there has been another documentation of this case and the lives of them. Netflix released it, and it was a documentary about both brothers, and this also sparked up some things, and we're waiting on updates about, is the case going to be reopened? There's a lot of talk surrounding this case, and it's a very complex topic, I feel like, and I really wanted to do this because this topic is something that should be on a lot of people's minds and a lot of parents' minds about how, just about how important it is to essentially just treat everyone with the respect and kindness and love that they deserve. I feel like this case is very sad. It saddened me to hear about all the stuff they went through in their childhood. It's a very sad case, and I'm so sorry that this would ever happen to anyone, and it does happen a lot, and we do need to talk about this a lot more, and we need to have more conversations about stuff like this and present this, and we just need to have more discussions across the board. We need to understand the complex of issues like this, and that this is something that should not be handled lightly, and this shouldn't be something that should be dramatized or anything like that, because these are real people. These are their real lives. These are their real stories, and these really did affect them. So yeah, there are updates about the case. You're welcome to look that up, but what I have here is that there is, it looks like potentially from the Hollywood Life, that the case will be reopened after a new DA takes over. So it looks like the case is going to be reopened, and we'll see what happens. And I'll keep you guys posted about this. And as I love to say, I'm DJ Traumatized, and stay traumatized, and make sure that we're always looking out for each other, and that we're always a light when someone's in the dark. Thank you guys so much, and have an amazing day.